Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We are now in Mansechet Menachot Daf Tzadi Bet Amud Aleph, about to take a look at the seventh Mishnah. In this, the tenth parak, Kol Kvonot HaTzibur Ein Behen Smicha. Smicha, putting the hands on the animal, does not apply to Korban Tzibur. Chutz Min HaPar Baal Kol HaMitzvot, that's the par brought by Beit Din that we studied in Masechet Horayot. If they make an errant ruling, v'sa'ir mishtaleach, that the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippurim. V'shimon omer af sa'ir avodat kochavim. Also, the sa'ir avodat kochavim, which is brought when the Beit Din errs in instructing about avodah zarah, and permits that which is really supposed to be prohibited. Now, kol korbanot hayachid tunin smicha. On the other hand, the default is that a korban yachid does need smicha, chutz min habachor v'masar pesach. We already encountered them as a set of exemptions in the context of nesachim. They are also exempted from smicha. Hayoresh somech umevi nesachim umemar. An heir does smicha on his father's korban. He also brings nesachim for that korban. And if he makes a tmura, the tmura does hold, even though, of course, it's a violation. Now, Tanu Rabbanan, Kol Kvonot HaTzibur Ein Behen Smicha, Chutz Min Parah Kol HaMitzvot, Isur Avodot Kochavim, De Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon, in the Mishnah, seemed to agree that there were two and add a third. Here in the Braita, he seems to say there's only two. There's a few Braitot here that we're going to have to tease with until we get to a conclusion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Sirado Kochavim Ein Behen Smicha, that Mi Avi Tachtehem. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I do not agree that Sirado Avodah Zarah has B'smicha, but I have to put something in its place. We'll see why. Sa'ir mishtaleach. Now, lo sa'ir l'mayo, what, he can't leave one? Why does he need two? Ravina gemir shtei smichot b'tzibur. We've had this several times. Ravina quotes a tradition that we know that there are two smichot on a korban tzibur. So therefore, if he doesn't have sa'ir v'na kochavim, he has to throw in sa'ir mishtaleach. We'll see what Rav Shimon does with sa'ir mishtaleach, because it's an explicit pasuk that Aaron puts his hands on the sa'ir mishtaleach. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon, v'alo in smicha el ba'alim. Rabbi Shimon says, you can't do smicha unless you're the owner. V'zeh Aaron avanav somchim bo. And the sa'ir mishtaleach, I agree is smicha, but that's not real smicha because it's Aaron and his sons, and the Kohanim are not getting any kapara from the sa'ir mishtaleach. Amar lo avzeh Aaron avanav mitkaprim bo. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, they do get kapara from the sa'ir mishtaleach. And that takes us back to the Mishnah, a whole sugya on Masechet Shvuot, and Rabbi Yirmiyah v'azdul tamayu detanya. V'chiperet mikdash hakodesh. This is referring to the avodah Yom Kippurim. He will do kapara for the mikdash hakodesh. Zeli fanai v'lifnim. That's kapara for the kodesh goroshim. That's oel moed. Zayichal. That's a reference to the kodesh. Mizbeach. V'ala mizbeach. V'akol makal yichaper. Mizbeach chaper. K'mashmao yichaper elu azarot. Meaning even for tumah that happened in the azarot. V'ala kohanim k'mashmaan. V'al kol amakahal. Meaning that also for all of Am Yisrael, Elu Yisrael, Yichaper, Elu Halvim, it extends even to Levim, Hushvu Kulam, the Chapara Achach, and Kabrim Yisrael Mishtalech, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that pasuk tells us that everybody, every place, and every person all has one Kapara, and that is Sar Mishtalech. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kashem Shadam Sa'ir on Asabi Fnim, Chapara Yisrael, Al Tumat Mikdash Vekodoshav, just like the Dama Sa'ir that's brought inside, the Sa'ir Lashem, is Machaper for the non-Kohanim for being Matami Mikdash. Similarly, the par that goes inside is mechaper for the kohanim for tumat mikdash. Just like the vidu of sar mishtaleach is mechaper for all other averot for non-kohanim. Similarly, the vidu that Aaron does on the par, the second vidui, is mechaper for all the kohanim for other averot, meaning not tumat mikdash, but shabbat, chelav, etc. Alright, so Rabbi Shimon says that, and it works perfectly like Rabbi Yirmiyah says. Rabbi Shimon says that the Sa'ir Mishtaleach has nothing to do with Kohanim. And therefore Aaron doing smicha on it is a formal act, but not a proper smicha. And therefore it doesn't count as part of the two. Therefore it's Sa'ir Avodah Kochavim. Rabbi Yehuda says the Kohanim do get kapara, so Aaron is an interested party, and it's a regular smicha. And therefore that plus Bar Baal Kol HaMitzvot, which have done it, of course, is done by the Beit Din, and they're the Baalim. There's your two. Now, parenthetically, with Shimon Havadai Hushfu, we see that there is a comparison and a parallel between the Kohanim and Yisrael. The answer is, Ein Hushfu Dvene Kapara Ninu. Yeah, they all get a Kapara. Miukocha V'chan M'chapen Nafshe. But each person has a different vehicle for Kapara. All right, and parenthetically, Yehuda Tumat Mikdash V'Goroshav Yisrael M'chapen B'dam Sa'ir Anasa Bifnim. The Kohanim Bepar Shel Aron. It's like a summary. According to Yehuda, Yisrael get kapara for Tumat Mikdash with Dama Seir that goes inside. Kohanim Bepar Shel Aron. Shavirot Elubeb Machaber Vidu Yisar Mishtaleach. And everybody gets kapara. Kohanim and non-Kohanim get kapara through the Vidu Yisar Mishtaleach for everything that's not Tumat Mikdash for Kodashav. Ulu Rabbi Shimon, which is matrix. Sharverot nami kohanim vidui department kapui. He says the kohanim get their kapara even for other avirot with the vidui apar. Kegtari echad yisov echad konim echad koin mashiach ma'bin yisov konim koin mashiach. El shdama this a mishnah shvuot el shdama par mechaper al konim al tumat mikdash v'kodeshav. So the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the dam apar is mechaper for kohanim only for tumat mikdash. As we already said. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Now we're going to see another braita. Some chuzik ne'aydat yidehem al rosh hapar. The beitin, in the case of parlam dovashol zibur, the beitin does smicha on the par. Par ta'un smicha, ve'en sir avodah kochav n'tunin smicha. Div Rabbi Yehuda. So they said al rosh hapar means this is the one they do smicha, and they don't do smicha on the other korban they would bring in the unique case of improper hora about avodah zarah, which is stipulated in parshat Shlach. And with Shimon Omer, parton smicha bizkenim. What's the miut that the zakenim do the smicha here? Ve'ein siyur avodah kochavim tun smicha bizkenim elam aron. But if the beit din errs in the context of avodah zarah, then in that case, the Beit Din doesn't do the smicha, but Aaron does, which of course flies directly in the face of Rabbi Shimon's position about smicha b'balim, but we'll see in a minute. Or Aminu, watch this challenge to that bright, v'samach aron shtei adav rosh asir hachai, what's hachai? Hachai ton smicha. That's Rabbi Yehuda, again, agreeing that sir avodah kochavim do not have smicha, agreeing with his own approach, but here he gets it from the word hachai, not apart. Shimon Rechaiton Smicha Biaron, Vein Sir Kochavim Tunin Smicha Biaron, Elvis Kenim. Here he flips and says, as opposed to learning it from Hapar, saying that only the Par has Smicha Bizkenim, and Sir Kochavim have it Biaron, says the opposite, which is only Sir Mashtalech has Biaron, but Sir Kochavim has Bizkenim. So, Amar of Shesh, Vitis Brodach, Kamai to Bitrat Stahiba, wait a second, the first bright is no good either. It's also problematic. How could Rabbi Shimon say that the Aaron, meaning the Kohen, does the smicha on the Seir Avodah Kochavim? He's not the Baalim. The Baalim are the Beit Din. They're the ones who made the errant ruling. Alatari Tzachir, you have to put the two brayot together to come up with the following package. Hapar means parta un smicha ve'in Seir Avodah Kochavim tunin smicha Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda, who infers that Seir Avodah Kochavim do not get smicha because only the par gets smicha, where it says it explicitly, and we don't apply it to a sayir, as if to say the only korban that the Beit Din is ever going to do smicha on will be a bull and not the goat. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hachai, he learns it from Rosh Hachai, Hachai tun smicha bi'aron, ve'in Seir Avodah Kochavim tunin smicha bi'aron ela bizkenim. So he says the only one that Aharon does is Seir Mishtaleach, but the Seir Avodah Kochavim is done by the Zekenim. And this is what Rabbi Shimon said back to Rabbi Yehuda. This is the backstory. Seir Avodah Kochavim ba'u smicha. You do have to do smicha on them because parallel to the par ba'al kol ha-mitzvot. If you heard such a tradition, it's be Aharon who does smicha. Meaning you, what you heard was that Aharon doesn't do smicha. Miut me'achai, who it comes from the miut that says Rosh Hashanah achai. Okay, now. Rabbi Yehuda, so now, by the way, that means that according, that everybody will accept Ravina's tradition that there's shtei smichot betzibur. But it means that, that according to Rabbi Shimon, what it means is that par ba'al kol mitzvot and sir avodah kochavim are the shtei smichot betzibur, and what happens to the sir mishtaleach is not a smicha betzibur because according to Rabbi Shimon, Aaron is not a party to that korban. He's not a bailim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the two smichot betzibur are very simple. Sir mishtaleach, where Aaron is a bailim, and par ba'al kol mitzvot, because Rabbi Yehuda says there is no smicha on seir avodah zarah. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, lamali mutinu mikra, what do I need the psukim for? I have the tradition. The answer is Gir Sabalma. You're right, I have the tradition. He's just kind of going over the psukim. Rabbi Shimon, Zavodah Kochavim, Dabai Smicha Manalan. What's his source for saying that the Seir Avodah Kochavim needs Smicha? Because it's not explicit. So, Nafkam and Netanya, Samach Yadu Al Rosh Hasair, the Nasi. When the Nasi has to bring his own Korban, it says he should do Smicha on the Sair. And it should said Al Rosho, because we already mentioned a Sa'ir. Why did it say Rosh HaSa'ir? So there's two opinions of a different Sa'irim that are being alluded to here. Rabot Sa'ir Nachshon L'smich Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's alluding to Sa'ir Nachshon. What's Sa'ir Nachshon? It's the Sa'ir that was brought in each one of the first 12 days of the Mishkan as part of the dedication ceremony, that it needed smicha, even though it wasn't for a chait. Shimon Omer, no, Rabot Sa'ir Avodah Kochavim L'smicha. That's where he gets it from. Shimon Omer, because Rabbi Shimon's had a shita, Kochatat Shenichas Tamay Lifnim Tuna Smicha. Any chatat that it's dumb goes inside requires smicha. And since the Seir of Kochavim is a Seir of Nisrafim, it's a Seir that the Dam goes inside, therefore needs smicha. Now, Lama Le'mei Mashaya, what do I need that reason at the end? I already have the Pasuk. It's just Siman of Alma, it's just a mnemonic, a way to remember it, but the Pasuk is enough. Ve'im Aser Nasa Bifrim. So why do I think that the Sa'ir that's extended from the Sa'ir Nasi is Seir of Azara? Why don't I just make it the Seir of Nasa Bifrim, which is brought in Yom Kippur? The answer is, do me the Seir Nasi. Sa'ir Nasi is Machapra al-Virot Mitzvah Yidua. The Nasi ate Chalev. The Nasi was Machal HaShabbos. He did something. Yichayev Karet for. He did it B'Shogeg. So he brings this Korban. He knows what he did. And the Sa'ir of Rezara is, of course, we know what happened. The Sa'ir Nasa Bifim is for things we don't know what they happened. We don't know if they happened. Therefore, Tumat Mikdash that may have happened. Ulo Ravina de'amar gemir shtei smichot b'tzibur. And Ravina, after all, said that we have shtei smichot b'tzibur, cry lamali. What do you need the psukim for? After all, he already has a tradition of two. Starich hilchata v'tzarich cry. The answer is, I need both the halacha, meaning the tradition of two, and I need the psukim. De'imikra, if I only have the psukim, havamena, if you recall way back a few prakim ago, we suggested when we had Shimon's matrix with the three mitzvot, which is Zivchei Shal Mitzibur, and Lachmei Toda, and Korban Toda, and the Asher Metzora. And he said, these three have three different mitzvot. Each one of them has two out of the three mitzvot, but not the third. And that's Smicha, Tnufachai, Tnufameit. And we said, Zivchei Shal Mitzibur, Gashem Anitin, Nahach Pirka, Dachol Melachot Ba'ot. In that parak, we asked, perhaps Zivchei Shal Mitzibur should also have Smicha, because they have Tnufachai, Tnufameit. Maybe instead of Smicha, the answer is that Ravina says we only have two smichot b'tzibur, and that's how we knew not to apply it. So therefore, we need it on Rishimim. So some need to in shalosh mitzvot. Late to be kav b'chomer v'zivchei shalom b'tzibur. In smicha be kav b'chomer. Mashal mechayochet shen tunu tunu fachaim nuvin tunu smicha chaim etc. The Gemara just says refer back there. We had a kav b'chomer. If shalom yochid, which don't have tunufa when they're alive, aren't lifted up when they're alive, have smicha. So this one, which has tnufa when it's alive, should certainly have smicha. We said, no, Ravina said there's only two smicha b'tzibur. So it's tzarich hilchata. That's why I need the hilchata to block that off. If I only had Ravina's hilchata that there's two smicha b'tzibur, lo yadin heininu, I wouldn't know which two. That's why I needed the pasuk in Sa'ir Nasi to tell me that the guide is Sa'ir Nasi, which has a particular mitzvah yidua for which it's being mechaper. Okay. Kol korbanot yachid tunin smicha chutz b'chor ma'aser pesach. So we said all korbanot yachid require smicha except for those three. Tana rabbanan. Now, in the context of shlamim, you have the word korbano mentioned three times. Korbano v'lo b'chor. Shachov alodinu. Think about this. Umash tol mishen kruchatan mirachem tunin smicha shlamim that you picked on your own and you designated. They weren't holy when they were born. They weren't holy from the womb. They need smicha. B'chor shetom mirachem adin sheiton smicha. Sheiton smicha. B'chor should certainly need smicha. It was holy from birth. Therefore, the Torah says korbano on a shlamim and not b'chor. Korbano v'lo maser. Why is this cut out? Shechol avadinu. Ma shlamim she'en gunachim l'fnei l'achareyem. Shlamim. If you pick a shlamim, the one next to it isn't kadosh. But to need smicha, they need smicha. They need smicha. Maser shemakadosh l'fnei l'acharav. When you pick maser, if you made a mistake, you could be makadosh the one before it. Such as if you called number 10, 11, then the one before it is also kadosh, and if you called number 9, 10, the one before it is also kadosh, the one afterwards is also kadosh. And in Shalom Smicha, certainly Shalom Smicha, Talmud Lomar, Korbanov, Lo Maser. And the third is Korbanov, Lo Pesach, Shalom Levdino, Ma, Shalom Sheinu, Ma'amod Vavei, Shalom, you don't have any obligation to bring. And nonetheless, Talmud Smicha, you need Smicha, Pesach, Shu'om, Ba'amod Vavei, and Ordin Shetalmud Smicha, so Pesach, which there is a mitzvah to bring the Pesach, certainly it should need Smicha, Pesach. Very good. Now, Ika l'mifrach, Malashlam shekein tu'unin nesachim et nivad chez v'shok. Shlomim, and this is the challenge to all three of them. Shlomim is more chamur than all of them, which is they have Nesachim and Tumat Chazav Ashok. You don't have that with Bechor or Masa or Pesach, which means that there's no way in the world that I would make the Kal V'chomer from Shlomim, it's not a slam dunk Kal V'chomer, and say, if Shlomim needs Smicha, certainly Bechor does, that I need the Pasuk to counter it. So the answer is Kriya Smachta Ba'alma. You're right. The Pesukim really aren't needed for that, just on a Smachta. The reality is I never would have come to include Bechor, Masa, or Pesach. So the question is, Ela Kriya Lamali, so what do I need the Pesukim for? The answer is Korban Ovelo, Korban Chavero, Korban Ovelo, Korban Oved Kochavim, meaning you do smicha on your own Korban, not on a fellow's Korban, not on a non-Jew's Korban, and Korban Olo, Avod Kobale, Korban Lesmicha, the third is not a miyot, it's there to say your Korban, so if you're a partner, all of you partners have to bring, do smicha on the Korban. Okay. The end of the Mishnah said, Hayoresh Somech, we're going to come back to that in a minute, Hayoresh Somech, that an heir does smicha. A Tana taught in front of Rava a version of the Mishnah which is the opposite. He said an heir doesn't do smicha and an heir's tmura doesn't count. But our Mishnah says the opposite. That's what Rava said back. So he said, should I reverse my teaching? Should I recommit to memory differently? No. Your Braita is also safe, because Rabbi Yehuda, it follows Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Reish Samech, Reish Mamer, Rabbi Yehuda Mamer, Reish Samech, Reish Mamer. Find a machlok, we tell Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda about whether your Reish is considered an owner, and therefore does smicha on his father's korban, and whether if he does a tmura, if that counts. Now, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda think that it doesn't count? Because the Torah says, korbano, velo korban aviv. Remember we had before, korbano, velo korban chaver, velo korban goy, and to include partners. He has one of those korbanot, says, not your korban, not your father's korban. And then what he does, he says, sof hektish, which is smicha, the end of the hektish process, then becomes a model for tchilat hektish, which making something hektish, which means you don't have the ability to make a hektish from this korban, you're not an owner, and therefore tmur doesn't work. What's Rabban's position? In the context of tmur, at the end of Vayikra, it says, im hamer yamir, if indeed he does tmura. The Rabotat HaYoresh, it said to extend it to a Yoresh, that a Yoresh could also do tmura. The Yalif Sof Hektish Mitchilat Hektish, they simply do the opposite. They said, if you could start off Mitchilat Hektish, Yoresh Memer, just like an heir is enough of an owner to be able to generate Hektish through tmura, Sof Hektish Yoresh Lamech. Similarly, at the end, he could do smicha. Now, we gotta work with each other. Psukim. Rabbanon Hai Korbano Mayav Dile. What do they do with the word Korbano? We already saw those three in the previous piece. So they use korbanot for three other things. For Yehuda, one thing is the rabot kobali korban lesmicha lately. He may not accept the principle that partners all do smicha. Vinami idle, or if he does accept it, then rabot kochav chaver mechad kra nafka. I only need one korbanot tanakat chaveron oved kochavim because either way you're not the owner. I truly trey kri. So he has two. Then he can use one to knock out father, meaning the heir, and the other to include all the partners. So we can go either way with that. It means we don't know what Rabbi Yehuda holds about partners. Doesn't matter, because either way we could solve it. What does he do with the pasuk about tmura? So it's there to extend it to a woman that if a woman does tmura, if she's an owner of a korban, does tmura, it counts. The entire parsha of Bechukotai is all from the male perspective. How can we extend it to a woman that a woman has the rights to do tmura? The double language. Rabbanan darshi mivim. They say vim hamer yamir. The vim is there to extend it also to a woman. Rabbi Yehuda, Ve'im lo darish. Rabbi Yehuda says the Ve'im is not significant, and therefore he wouldn't get it from there. Okay, we will pick it up with our last podcast in this parak, continuing with our analysis of the mitzvah of smicha, seeing some details. We have two mishnayot in that piece. Meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.